For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping has urged Communist Party of China cadres and members to set an example in improving work styles and serving the people. Xi Jinping made the remarks on Friday at a study session attended by members of the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee, which the Chinese president chairs. A press release on Saturday called on party cadres and members to always keep the three stricts and three earnest in mind. The three stricts and three earnest are a series of requirements for officials to improve their lifestyles and work. They refer to being strict in morals, power, and discipline, as well as being earnest in decisions, business, and behavior. Xi Jinping says party officials should dedicate themselves to meeting these requirements in their daily work and life. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has urged local governments to enhance support for mass entrepreneurship and innovation to add new impetus to the country's growth. Li made the remarks during an inspection tour to northeast China's Dalian, which hosted the Summer Davos Forum from Wednesday to Friday. He visited a platform providing services to makers, those who turn innovative ideas into products. Li Keqiang lauded some of the creative products and their market prospects and urged the makers to come up with innovative ideas that meet market demands. He also called on the makers to pursue the continuous improvement of details and quality of products. China says it has reached an important consensus with the United States on combating cybercrimes. The announcement by China's Xinhua News Agency comes after the visit to the U.S. by a high-level government delegation led by Meng Jianzhu, President Xi Jinping's special envoy. During the visit, Meng met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Jay Johnson, and U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice. The two sides have exchanged in-depth views on tackling outstanding issues of law enforcement and security, including cybercrimes. Tianjin authorities have announced that the eight people still unaccounted for are unlikely to be found alive 1 month after the Tianjin warehouse explosions killed 165 people. The Information Office of the Tianjin Municipal Government says courts in districts where the missing were last known to have lived will declare their deaths when receiving petitions from their families. Two blasts ripped through a warehouse at around 11:30 p.m. on August 12th in Tianjin Port, where large amounts of toxic chemicals were stored. A total of 165 people, including 99 firefighters and 11 policemen, were killed in the blast. Eight people, including several firefighters, are still missing. Hundreds of injured people remain hospitalized. At least 90 people have been killed and over 150 others injured when an explosion hit a restaurant near a bus stop in central India's Madhya Pradesh state. Sources say it may have been triggered by gelatin sticks that were stored along with gas cylinders in a nearby home. The death toll is likely to rise as the blast took down three houses and reduced the restaurant to rubble, leaving many people trapped in the debris. Saudi authorities say that Islam's annual Hajj pilgrimage will go ahead despite a crane collapse that killed 107 people at Mecca's Grand Mosque. The accident occurred only about an hour before evening Maghrib prayers on the Muslim weekly day of prayer. Mecca's governor, Prince Khalid Al-Faisal, has ordered an investigation into the incident. Veteran left-winger Jeremy Corbyn has been elected leader of Britain's opposition Labour Party after a contest that revealed deep divisions within the party's ranks. Corbyn, a socialist who ran on an anti-austerity platform, claimed victory in the first round of voting. The contest was triggered by the resignation of former Labour leader Ed Miliband in May, following the Conservative Party's surprise outright win in the general election. He beat three contenders in the leadership race, two of them high-level members of Labour's frontbench team. Corbyn captured 251,417 votes, just under 60% of the 422,000 votes cast. Iran says recent explorations have resulted in discovery of a considerable amount of natural uranium reserves in the country. The head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, Ali Akbar Saleh, says that over 60% of Iran's geography has been explored and the rest will be surveyed in the next 4 years. Saleh told the official IRNA news agency that he cannot go into detail about the level of the country's uranium reserves, but the recent explorations have raised hopes about the deposits. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.